Welcome back. Today we're diving in something, well, something genuinely unsettling. We've gathered a collection of information, photographs mostly, that point to a really strange recurring pattern.
It's a pattern centered around three women, identical women, who keep appearing in photographs taken just, and I mean just, before major disasters strike.
Okay, let's lay out the core mystery here. We're talking about photographic evidence. We have images, for instance, showing three women, exact doubles, at Chernobyl, moments before it all went catastrophic.
It's a chilling image.
Just
there, amidst everything that looks normal right before the chaos.
And it's not just Chernobyl. Years earlier, same three faces pop up in photos from Hiroshima, again, right before the bomb. The consistency is startling.
Different decades, different continents, same individuals.
Then jump forward, more recently, the devastating fire at Brazil's National Museum. And guess what? A photo taken just before the fire took hold.
The same three women are there, documented again.
But it's not just that they are there, it's how they're there. Can you elaborate on that?
Right. Witnesses and the photos show they're always silent, completely silent.
Yeah.
Their expressions, blank, unchanging. And they're almost always looking directly into the camera.
Like they know it's there, like they're acknowledging something. It's deeply weird.
It is. It feels like they possess some kind of foreknowledge, you know, as if they're watching the inevitable unfold.
Which raises this huge question about what their presence even means. Are they just observers? Or is it something else?
And adding to the mystery, there's literally zero record of who they are. Nothing. No names, no ID, no fingerprints ever connected to them, despite appearing at these huge documented events.
So people have looked at the photos, obviously, the originals.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Experts have scrutinized the original negatives, particularly from Chernobyl and Hiroshima. They were looking for any sign of tampering, any manipulation.
Yeah.
The conclusion is pretty clear. They were genuinely there, physically present. The photos weren't doctored.
Which brings us to maybe the most, I don't know, fundamentally disturbing part of this.
Their apparent agelessness.
Yeah. The exact same faces, same features, same expressions. Across photos that span, what, nearly a century? More.
It's the same look in Hiroshima as it is in the Brazil Museum photo decades later.
Hmm.
How's that possible? People age. These individuals
just don't seem to.
It just takes it out of the realm of, like, coincidence or lookalikes, doesn't it?
Completely. It suggests they're somehow outside the normal flow of time, operating under different rules, if that makes sense.
And this isn't just some historical oddity we're digging up. There's a recent event.
Yes. Security cameras, downtown Sao Paulo, very recently captured one of the women. Same face, same features we see in the historical photos, just on a street corner.
Okay, and the chilling part.
Shortly after she was recorded on that camera footage, there was a significant chemical leak right in that area. Several city blocks affected.
So you see this woman who has this history of appearing before disasters, and then boom, another incident happens right there.
Exactly. Now, you know, correlation isn't causation. We always have to say that.
Yeah.
But given the historical pattern, it's hard to just brush it off as coincidence.
Very hard. It forces you to ask, is this pattern continuing? Is it escalating? What does this recent appearance signify?
So that's what we're grappling with today, this recurring vision. Three identical women, silent, ageless, appearing just before catastrophe. Is it just a bizarre string of coincidences, or are we looking at some kind of slow burn time anomaly, something hinting at a much stranger reality?
When you really consider the odds, three identical people showing up repeatedly before major unrelated disasters, the idea of just random chance starts to feel, well, pretty thin.
Right. One time, okay, maybe some incredibly unlikely explanation, but Chernobyl, Hiroshima, Brazil, now Sao Paulo. The repetition is what makes it so compelling. It feels like a system, almost.
Something deliberate, or at least patterned, rather than random.
Mm.
And their behavior reinforces that, the silence, that direct gaze.
In moments where you'd expect panic, confusion, any normal human reaction, they show none of it. Just this calm, almost detached observation.
Yeah, like they're not caught up in the moment's fear or chaos.
Yeah.
They're separate from it. Spectators.
Knowing spectators, maybe. That gaze directed at the camera, it feels like they're looking past the photographer, doesn't it? Towards us. Later.
Hmm. That's an interesting way to put it. It does feel like a connection across time, however unsettling. Like a silent message. We were here. We saw this coming.
And the agelessness piece just throws everything we understand out the window. It's not just three people who look alike. It's something persistent, something maybe not bound by time like we are.
It forces you down unconventional paths of thinking, doesn't it?
Mm.
Are they anchored to these moments somehow? Are they, I don't know, manifestations, warnings?
The São Paulo sighting makes it current, makes it immediate. This isn't just history anymore.
And that link, however tentative, between the sighting and the chemical leak,
mm.
it raises darker possibilities. Are they just seeing what's coming? Or is their presence connected to it happening?
You mean, like, are they harbingers? Or could they be something more active, a catalyst even?
It's an uncomfortable thought that their appearance isn't just predicting tragedy, but maybe it's part of the mechanism, an unseen trigger.
That's a genuinely chilling idea.
Or maybe looking at it differently, maybe they are just a symptom, like a visual sign of some deep instability, some fracture in space-time, maybe, that precedes these kinds of events.
Yeah.
An echo of a rupture we can't otherwise detect.
So we're left circling this image. Three identical figures, timeless, silent witnesses on the edge of destruction. No identity, no origin, no clear purpose.
And no conventional explanation fits all the facts. None. Which is why it feels so profoundly uneasy. Our world usually makes sense, follows rules of cause and effect.
Mm.
This doesn't.
It leaves you with that feeling, you know, that there are things happening just under the surface, patterns we don't normally see, and these women are like the only visible clue.
A persistent, haunting clue that suggests reality might be a lot more complex, maybe more fragile than we think.
So as we wrap this up, what we have is this undeniable photographic record, this impossible consistency across time and tragedy. It really does challenge everything.
It does. The sheer weight of the evidence, the recurring nature of it, it pushes back against easy explanations. We're faced with something that seems to operate outside our known framework.
Which leaves us and you with the lingering questions. What are we seeing here? What does this pattern mean? Is it a warning, a cosmic glitch, evidence of unseen forces? This vision of three identical women always on the edge of disaster. It's a pattern that haunts, and the meaning behind it, still completely unknown.